Hello, my friends. D.L. Anderson here. Welcome back to Transformation by Truth podcast as we share the truth concerning these last days and what you must do to save yourself from the violent times that are just ahead. Today's podcast is a word of truth accounting of the end times. The end is coming. The end is near. Today's podcast is entitled End Times 4:17, How Contempt Plagues the Heart, Part 7, The Impact of Defilement Within Your Heart. The podcast objectives are: analyze how unrighteousness causes defilement, reveal the source of truth within your heart, reveal one of Satan's greatest victories, and reveal how you can recover from defilement. This lesson contains timelines and other visuals. Therefore, if you are listening to the podcast, I advise you to watch the video version on our website or YouTube, or request a PDF of the lesson so you can add the visual effect. Exactly where the enemy wants you. Shalom, my beloved brothers and sisters, and welcome to day 229 of our exposition of lawlessness. In the most recent podcast, we completed our analysis of the impact of unrighteousness within the heart. And now we must address the final stronghold of contempt to understand the full impact of this perilous degree. Enter defilement, the critical degree of contempt. Now, it goes without saying that by the time you descend to the spiritual plane of defilement, you will have achieved critical mass as it pertains to contempt. To wit, dishonesty and unrighteousness work together to bring you to the spiritual state of defilement. Here is why. By bringing you to a plane of defilement, the spirit of contempt can ensure that there is a persistent partition between you and the Father's goodwill. This is crucial, no doubt, for if you are outside of the Father's goodwill, then you are not being saved. Alas, you're not even safe. Quite the contrary, you are in a danger zone, and that is exactly where the enemy wants you. And so, he executes the same game plan in your heart as he did in your mind at this juncture. To wit, he empowers yourself to reign on the throne of your heart, to ensure the three strongholds of contempt are at all times operational. Now, you can see this by observing the diagram to the right. If you recall, yourself is in the same place he or she appeared in your thought dimension when you fell query to self-reliance. Here again, it's because the enemy is using the same playbook in your heart as he did in your mind. Here, your personality was hijacked by yourself. Likewise, in your heart, self hijacks your character. In doing so, the spirit of contempt is all but guaranteed that your heart will exist in a persistent state of defilement. It's only a matter of time. Now, we discussed a fraction of this process in the most recent podcast. From now, I would like to continue that line of thought. I will show you how you become increasingly defiled in the spirit of contempt. To begin with, you have learned that unrighteousness is a driving force which works to fill your DPU with error. Notwithstanding, your DPU, although agnostic, is very intelligent. Yahuwah made it this way. Ergo, it will recognize the error, and it will look to amend the bad data it received, as this is the only way you are able to develop accurate impressions. Now, the question we should chiefly entertain is, how will your DPU amend the bad data it received? To wit, what script will serve as the source of truth to correct the bad data submitted by your physical heart? The answer is sure, your spiritual heart. We know this because your spiritual heart, like your spiritual mind, has a truth center, and it operates in the hearts of all men and women, even those who don't have the set-apart spirit of Elohim. Now, along these lines, your spiritual heart serves as a checks and balances on your DPU, such that any erroneous data it receives from your physical heart is recognized and corrected. It is your source of truth. And yet, there is a problem, and you can see it clearly by observing the diagram to the right. To wit, unrighteousness has compromised your spiritual thought alignment center. This sets the stage for the full breadth of your spiritual heart to be compromised. Trust me, once the enemy compromises your spiritual thought alignment center, it's only a matter of time. The quality of your choices. Now, the reason behind this downfall is sure, and we just touched on it, vis-a-vis your spiritual thought alignment center is your source of truth. Ergo, when your physical heart feeds your DPU with garbage, your DPU turns to your spiritual heart to fact check the bad data it received from your physical heart. Trust me, the enemy understands this process. And so, one of his primary goals in destroying your heart is corrupting your spiritual thought alignment center. For in doing so, he will corrupt your source of truth, which will compromise the operations of your DPU. In achieving this goal, unrighteousness turns your spiritual thought alignment center against itself. To wit, he uses the strengths of your creativity zone to promote his ignoble agenda. Here is how. The spirit of unrighteousness will utilize the models of concept and imagination to deceive you into broadening the truth as opposed to conceiving the truth. Now, you must remember, conceptualization and imagination are key components of your ability to receive the truth. And so, the spirit of unrighteousness is designed to corrupt the scope of these processes, in particular by adding to or subtracting from the truth you received from your mind. And should he succeed, your spiritual thought alignment center will align the truth you received from your mind with a modified version of the truth within your heart, which looks like the truth, but isn't the whole truth. Vis-a-vis, it doesn't meet the criteria of nothing but the truth. Here lies the problem. Vis-a-vis, your spiritual thought alignment center as your source of truth is the foundation of the best intention for the body. And thus, if it has been corrupted, your DPU will not be able to generate the best intention. Ergo, there would be no way for you to make the best decision in any life situation. My dear friends, hear me carefully as I say, this is exactly where Satan wants you. Alas, this is one of the greatest victories he will ever obtain in your life. Here is why. The quality of your life is determined by the quality of your choices. Ergo, if Satan can cause you to make bad choices, he will decrease the quality of your life, and then you will die. We know this because of the defilement imposed upon your treasure. Remember, it is impossible for your heart to operate against your treasure. And your treasure, which is defiled, feeds into your experience, your desire, and your thought alignment center. You can see this by observing the image to the right. Here lies the problem, to wit, your spiritual heart, which is the prevailing division within your heart, is centered around your treasure, which, due to the work of unrighteousness, is wholly defiled. Alas, we have encountered another worst case scenario, specifically as it pertains to the connection between your treasure and your spiritual thought alignment center. Along these lines, your spiritual thought alignment center is designed to pass the most precious matters of truth into your treasure faculty, for truth is the greatest treasure of them all. Ergo, when this alignment is broken, it's just a matter of time before the entire heart becomes defiled, beginning with your spiritual heart and then concluding with your inner heart. There is a ray of hope. Now, per the image to the right, you can see the full breadth of your heart has been defiled. This, my friend, is what a heart of contempt looks like. Notwithstanding, there is a ray of hope. Remember, until Yahuwah gives you up completely and you pass the point of no return, there will always be a ray of hope. Not only this, but you should also consider how contempt is the invading army. Ergo, the enemy nation has not yet established its rule. Ergo, there is a path of recovery you can take before he does. Along these lines, your ray of hope is your spiritual desire, for she is the guardian of your treasure. Per the image to the right, your spiritual desire is shaped and only shaped by your treasure. Ergo, even if your treasure is corrupted, your spiritual desire is not. For as she is spiritual in nature, she does not function in the same manner as your physical desire. Quite the contrary, your spiritual desire is receptive to truth. And thus, when your treasure becomes defiled, your spiritual desire will resist the lies that have now become your treasure. Now, to our good fortune, the enemy can do nothing to change this reality. That's the good news. The bad news is your spiritual desire in this scenario will lose her voice. If you recall, the same fate befell your voice of reason within your mind. Alas, your spiritual desire is yet intact, but you cannot hear her amidst all the chaos flooding your heart. She is calling out to you, but you cannot perceive, for the spirit of defilement has taken away your ability to hear, the same way The spirit of complacency took away your ability to see. These things being what they are, it should be clear to see how defilement is a process. To wit, every time we operate in the spirit of dishonesty and unrighteousness, we are being defiled. Here is why. Every time we transgress the Father's will, we experience some manner of defilement. Not only this, but as we increase our levels of defilement, we are further increasing the degrees of separation between ourselves, the Father, and His love. Trust me, this is not where you want to be. This is nowhere close to where you want to be. And yet, if you follow the ways of contempt, it is the only place you will end up, for a simple but sure reason, which I will offer as an inflection point. This is one I advise you to bookmark and never forget. The moment you fall into defilement, your character will be wholly taken over by yourself, the same way your personality was overthrown by this imposter in your mind. And at this juncture, your heart and your mind will be under the disastrous self-rule, an imposter who looks like you and feels like you, but alas, he or she is not really you, for he or she is void of the good that was once in you. Brothers and sisters, hear me carefully as I say, self is a coward and a fraud. He or she is a reflection of your ego and a collection of your worst attributes, for he or she is addicted to lawlessness. Ergo, the enemy works with yourself to execute the most prominent inside job of all time, that is, the defilement of the human heart, to complement the complacency of the human mind. Now, it goes without saying that this is as bad as it can get. And yet, it can get worse. As I said beforehand, your descent into lawlessness is filled with occasions in which worse comes to worst. And yet, there are not many which are worse than the tragic tale in which your mind and your heart are conquered by yourself, which set you firmly on a path fixed for shale. This is the impact of defilement and the great damage of contempt. The war is lost. The damage is done. Selah. Now, here is the final word. Their hearts are doomed, and oh, most vile, for they have come to be defiled. My dear friends, the circuit is now complete. It took 7 podcasts for us to get here, but we are now here. Vis-a-vis, I have shown you painstakingly how contempt plagues your heart and separates you from the Father, His goodwill, and His love. And if you should find it difficult to remember all the truths shared in this mini-series, I would have you consider there is a classic telltale which reveals what is truly in your heart. Enter your mouth. For look, listen, it has been written, what comes out of the mouth comes from the heart, and these defile the man. Ergo, if you find yourself speaking words that are contrary to the desire of Elohim, then you, my friend, are dealing with a heart of contempt. And if you think this is a small matter, I advise you to think it over. for defilement is at the height of contempt. Ergo, those who walk in contempt are defiling their bodies. They are desecrating the temple of Elohim, the place where Elohim dwells. Alas, they are destroying their own souls. And for this, they will be destroyed. For look, listen, it has been written, if anyone defiles the dwelling place of Elohim, Elohim shall destroy him. For the dwelling place of Elohim is set apart, which you are. Heretofore, I recommend, don't allow the spirit of contempt to progress to the point of defilement within your heart. Avoid it at all costs. For all who are being defiled before Elohim will pay a heavy price, and they will never fathom their loss. Now, here is today's assignment. Meditate on all the lessons you have heard this week and ask the Father to give you clarity on anything you are struggling to receive. And if you are led, please feel free to reach out to me. You can fill out a form on our website and let us know what questions you have. And remember, the only question that can truly hurt you is the one you fail to ask. Last but not least, enjoy the upcoming Shabbat and the weekend, and be ready to get back at it next week as we continue to make our calling and election sure in pursuit of the precious and priceless seal of Elohim. Now, here is what's next. We completed today's podcast, End Times 4:17, How Contempt Plagues the Heart, Part 7. And the next podcast is entitled, End Times 4:20, The Truth About the Power of the Spirit. I will post this podcast on Monday, February 17, 2025. Until then, my friends, continue to be led by the Spirit of Elohim. Continue to watch, continue to pray, continue in fasting, and most of all, continue to be focused, for the end is coming. The end is near.